Dogs fundraiser was so popular that the McGill University Health Center is bringing it back for a second edition. The event this Saturday, and I will be part of the judging panel, and I'm very excited to speak with Dr. Richard Montoro, one of the doctors dancing. And Dr. Montoro is a clinical psychiatrist and researcher, co-founder and co-director of the McGill University Sexual Identity Center, the assistant dean of resident affairs at McGill, and he'll be dancing with a male partner. That's a dancing with docs first. Good morning, Dr. Montoro.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So why did you decide to do this?
Well, I wanted to bring the clinic a little bit up into the public eye. I run a clinic for people who have sexual orientation issues, so a lot of suicide, depression, that sort of thing. And when they asked me to dance for this fundraiser, I thought it would be a great way to show that diversity is part of everyday life.
And
so I decided to go with a male partner.
And can you dance?
I can dance now, but it took a lot of lessons.
It's unbelievable. I did this one time a few years ago. It's unbelievable how much work it is.
It is. They give you a certain amount of free lessons, and then after that, if you really want to look professional, they suggest you take some more, which I did.
So my understanding is that you're one of the foremost experts in helping people come out of the closet.
Yes. My specialization is in anything touching sexual orientation. So some people decide to come out of the closet. Some people decide to live their sexuality in different ways. But whatever I try to do is to help people be happy with the way they live their sexuality, whichever way they choose.
And I think that you doing something like dancing with a male partner is sends a wonderful message to people who might be struggling with that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's 9 other couples dancing with opposite sex partners. I just wanted to sort of be part of the picture that this is possible in every kind of setting.
Yeah. How difficult is it for people to when they're wrestling with this? What kind of issues do you deal with?
Well, it depends on the age. Obviously, the younger you are, the more you're in the adolescent phase, where it's very difficult to feel like you can be different from the pack. And then when you get older, it feels more like, well, you're going to lose everything you've accumulated, like your family or your friends. So it essentially always comes down to isolation and feeling like you're going to be rejected. And so by dancing with the stars, so to speak, or dancing with the docs, excuse me, it's to show...
Yeah,
that
don't get ahead of yourself in terms of how big a star you're going to be.
You can be part of the MUHU is a great place to work. It's a very family sort of oriented setting. And it feels very much like I'm part of, this is just part of the whole organization. So this is an example for people who are struggling with their own sexual orientation issues that this is possible.
What dance will you be performing?
I am doing the Paso Doble.
And what is that?
I'm not exactly sure.
I thought you were, it sounds Spanish. I thought you were Spanish.
I am Spanish. It's a very dramatic bullfighting kind of music.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I suggest if those of you who want to come, and I know you'll be judging, but if
yeah.
people want to come and join to the party, it's going to be a great party on Saturday night.
How can they get involved with this?
Well,
I think there's a website, right?
There's a website. Yeah. It's www.dancingwithdocs.ca.
Yeah.
And you can buy tickets. The event starts at 6:30 with a cocktail dinatoire, which means you can eat little nibblies throughout the evening. Then the party starts at, the show starts at 7:30, and at 9:30, then there's a general party where everybody can dance on the dance floor with a live band.
I think it's fantastic. And as I told Dr. Mitch Shulman before, I can be bought. I can be bribed as a judge.
Great.
Okay?
I'll
good.
Let you know.
Keep that. Thanks for good luck, Dr. Montoro.
Thank you.
Dr. Richard Montoro, one of the doctors dancing and dancing with the docs this week. And dancingwiththedocs.ca, some of the other doctors, Dr. Claudette Bardin, from the Montreal Children's Hospital, Dr. Lillian Diaz from Lachine Hospital, Dr. Claudio Giambastini, Sophie Gosselin. That's Mitch Shulman's horse in the race. Alexio Hedges, Jennifer Landry, Scott Owen. These are all doctors, of course. And Dr. Silvia Rios Romine. Congratulations to everybody taking part. It's 8:57.